If you can detach your emotions from the future, you will reduce the anxiety, resistance, interference, void, shortages, and obstacles that most people fear and feel when they attach those emotions to the future.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Being a student in your calendar has three different worlds to be a student in. One is what you do and have scheduled in person on the phone via email and media, radio, print, and TV. The second is the white space of your calendar, what you don't have planned. Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
I'm terrific. Thank you so much for contacting me and texting me. I was hoping that you'd share your questions so we could help everybody.
Yeah, you know, I'm in a position right now where I'm kind of not exactly sure about where the future of the company that I'm at is going. I've heard, you know, the office rumors and whatnot, but I don't really know how to approach any of that with my manager, and that would be something that would be good for me to know because, you know, at the end of the day, I really want to know exactly, you know, my future in this position.
So, first of all, whenever we're looking at the future, you know, we can create ourselves one thing, anxiety. So the best thing to do is to focus in on what we are doing under five different things. One, what are my values today? Because that's going to get me to the future that I want. Am I asking a series of questions of how I can provide value or service to the future? And am I asking a series of questions of how I can ask for help or someone to help me for the future? And then, once again, we were just talking about studying time and studying those three realms of time. One, what you have planned today for the future and how in person, on the phone, via email, or media, radio, print, TV, social media, am I effectively using that time? How in the white space of my calendar am I utilizing time for the future? And that white space is what we don't have planned. And are those aligned with those personal, experiential, giving and receiving values that we discussed earlier? And then finally, one of the key components of determining your career success or opportunities or options for the future is to study the sleep that you're having, to understand how conscious and subconscious and unconscious connectivity during your sleep to not only physically rest your being, but also to add power and energy and light and lessons that you may not even be conscious of while you're in that sleep mode. And so if you can detach your emotions from the future, you will reduce the anxiety, resistance, interference, void, shortages, and obstacles that most people fear and feel when they attach those emotions to the future. The minute I start thinking about my future, and especially if anyone out there has children or run businesses, it immediately creates anxiety because it's unknown in the body and the mind and the soul. When something's unknown, it creates fear, it creates separation. It does not create holiness or unity or infinity. So what I try to do is focus in on the present and what I can do in the present determinative upon doing it now, all those things, and then practicing ending that anxiety. Every time that I feel anxiety, when I get too far outside my skis, I remind myself that I can get from San Diego to Maine at night just seeing 3 feet in front of me. And so I really try to focus in on, okay, I know I'm trying to get to Maine, but if I think about how long it is and how far it is and what I'm gonna have to go through in order to get to Maine, I'm better off focusing in on my values, the questions, student of my calendar, doing things now, being present, and practicing ending fear, lacking the separation, interference, corrosion, et cetera. And when I focus in on those 3 feet, it'll accelerate me getting to Maine, and I'll actually get there more rapidly and accurately than anyone else. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, it's similar to, you know, the headlights model driving at night. You can only see what's in front of you. That's the only stuff that matters. So I appreciate that. I like that insight a lot.
Awesome, man. Well, please keep in touch. I appreciate you reaching out. And so, you know, one of the things to think about is I call the next person. Whenever we attach our emotions to the future, it's an immediate recipe to get anxiety. And so that's where practicing ending fear comes in, is that we don't want to put ourselves into that interference, into that corrosion. We want to be able to put the flow into place to allow ourselves to have what we want. The same thing with looking into the past, right? Looking into the past will give you an offense. Kaser?
Hello?
Hi, is this Kaser?
Who is this?
David Meltzer, returning your question.
Oh my goodness, no freaking way. David Meltzer, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you. I just wanted you to share your question with everyone so I could answer it and we all could benefit from it. Does that sound fair?
Yeah. Wow, Dave, holy smart. You're like an idol for me, so it's crazy to be able to be in contact with you. But yeah, let's get to it in that case. So my question is, you know, I usually have, you know, pretty like great nights. You know, I'm super energetic, I'm super motivated. Like, I want to be getting work done, you know. And then I go to sleep, and when I wake up, I just feel super drained. Like, it's tough getting out of bed sometimes. So I guess, you know, how do you motivate yourself, you know, first thing when you get up in the morning, from like the start?
That's awesome, man. So let me change and shift your paradigm and your perspective. One that'll help hopefully a lot of people, because this is a complete perspective changer. When I change your mindset on this, you'll start to feel differently immediately. So I live my daily life to understand my sleep, meaning I'm living my life today under the context that one of my values is I need to wake up at 4 a.m. tomorrow. And when I wake up at 4 a.m. tomorrow, my goal is to get to my highest frequency. Number one, we don't get motivated. Okay, motivation is something that's misunderstood. If you can shift your paradigm to understand that you are always connected to the most powerful source of energy, light, love, and lessons that exists. You're already, in your fingertip, you have more power, kilowattage. Go look this up, how much kilowatts you have in your thumb or your pinky. Enough to light up all of Los Angeles, Manhattan. I mean, it's a ridiculous amount of power that you have. What happens is that we feel like we have to get motivated, that we have to go connect to that which inspires us. That's wrong. What it is that at times during the day, whether while we're awake or asleep, we create interference or corrosion to the connection of that unbelievable source of power that we're connected to at all times. And so when we wake up and we think to ourselves, you know, I gotta go climb Mount Kilimanjaro, we're gonna create more interference, which actually wears us out and creates more corrosion and demotivates us. But what if we start waking up like I want you to do and saying, I am already connected to the most powerful source of energy, light, et cetera. And what I wanna do first before I start anything else is make sure I clear away any of the interference or corrosion to that connection. What is it that is bothering me right now that I can clear away using the power of perspective, the power of my mindset, using four different things? One, gratitude. Two, forgiveness. Three, accountability. And four, shifting these paradigms of inspiration. So when I feel interference, my mind, body, and soul is on fire. And so what I do is I utilize these four things. I immediately go to a position of gratitude and say, why do I feel so upset? Why do I feel a need to be offended or resentful or separate or inferior or superior or anxious or frustrated or angry or, you know, overwhelmed or whatever those feelings are that allow you or interfere you from being inspired or motivated? I tell myself, I am so grateful I get to do this today. I am so grateful that I woke up. I'm so grateful that I live here and I have enough food and a roof over my head and these wonderful people around me and these unbelievable experiences and activity I get paid for and activity I don't get paid for. I am so grateful for all of this. And then maybe it's a mistake that I made yesterday, something I said, somebody that I feel inferior to or superior to, and all of a sudden I say, you know what? I forgive myself because I know I can't give what I don't have. I forgive myself for doing that, for making that mistake. And here's the lesson that I'm gonna learn. So then I tell and go into accountability and say, what did I do to attract this to myself? And what am I supposed to learn from it? Once I extract the lesson from it, every setback that occurs, every interference and corrosion that exists when I wake up becomes a setup for something better today. That allows me to go to that inspired state and understand that there's nothing that's going to interfere or corrode the connection that I have. It's the reason that I'm older than most people watching me, older than most people listening to me, but yet I have more power and more inspiration than all of you combined, that I run my days in that connectivity by practicing ending fear, practicing ending the interference, practicing ending that corrosion. And so just shifting the paradigm of understanding what you're already connected to, not that you have to go get it. It's just the same way as abundance. Once I realize that there's more than enough of everything for everyone and all I have to do is access it, my whole paradigm shift and everything changed for me to much being much easier to ascertain than going and getting and achieving and making and building and controlling it. I just allow myself to access it. Does that sound fair?
Wow, that was just insane. I feel like a lot of times, you know, it really is that mindset. You know, I'm trying to wake up with as much energy as possible. And I feel like, you know, back in college, I was like that. Moving back home, it kind of, you know, derailed me a little bit. But it's really just that mindset. And I think you worded that beautifully in that aspect.
Well, good, man. If you need any other help, please let me know. I certainly appreciate you following me, supporting me, being part of the text community. Everybody knows, just you have questions, man, text me at 949-298-2905. But I appreciate you sharing your question with everyone, because I imagine that most of the people out there have not shifted that perspective or paradigm or mindset, and we all need to practice that as best we can. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And just want to say, you know, for all your followers and stuff like that, it's crazy because I texted you once on a question. You didn't have a chance to get onto it on air, but you got back to me like a few hours later. And, man, that's insane. I really do appreciate that. And, you know, it just shows how much you care about, you know, your people in the way.
I thank you, man. I appreciate you recognizing that, and I look forward to doing more. Come visit us. I look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Have a great day. Take care. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all of the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.